Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
At all. There we go. I was just talking to myself for a couple seconds.
Voila.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Box Office Breakdown on the Popcorn Talk Network. I'm your host, Sarah Stratton, and...
Poof.
The other side of the table has a lot to say, and I have found the problem with Sundays. I was loving our move to Sunday until these two showed up going a little crazy over something other than movies.
Yeah, that's what happens, you know, when you're a sport fan.
Yep.
I was at a Dodger game on Thursday where we clinched. It was fantastic. I got to hug Terry Collins on TV. That was amazing.
I saw that. I tweeted that out. That was great.
After I hugged him, I got like 40 text messages.
I feel like you guys are like different people on Sundays. You're way more stressed.
Patriots only play like two night games on a Sunday, maybe a year. And they're playing the Colts. It's a revenge game for Deflategate. But I'm here. My priorities are with Box Office Breakdown.
Yeah.
It's DVR.
Everyone feel loved.
I was watching the first thing
in
that game.
And they came in like 2 seconds ago, and they're like, we have to do the show right now, and when we're done, we're running out.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
We dropped 3 runs in the first inning off of Jake Arrieta, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Okay. It's been a busy day. Also, the Star Wars poster came out.
That is movie related. That you can talk about.
Is that real, that poster?
Did
you see the one with Stallone on the bottom of it?
Yeah,
that one's not real.
Did you see that one?
No.
It's so good.
He's going to
be in
one.
It. He's a stormtrooper.
Like, I want that poster, but now I want that version of it.
You want the Stallone version?
I want the Stallone version.
We should play that with our poster game if that ever comes back.
Oh, poster game will come back next week, by the way.
All right. So before we get into this week's surprising, in my opinion, top five, let's throw out some numbers because you guys were not so surprised. We have a lot of winners. Hitting Goosebumps right on the money is Chris Madian. For the Bridge of Spies, guessing game is Arthur Carlson. Crimson Peak guessing game goes to Robert Burke. And lastly, the winner for Woodlawn, which we're not really talking about, is Brett Atkinson, going 5 for 5 this week.
Wow.
Yep. Is Alex Mersanu, I'm sorry, Tomas Zelenka, Robert Burke, Andrew Curtis, Dylan Mackinson, David Reeves, and our favorite person who is back in our good graces for sending us winners.
Yeah. Did he really go 5 for 5?
It says myself in my text message.
Wow. Well, I won our thing. So
with 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it was good enough.
I totally did not get 2 Goosebumps, which we should get into. Rounding out the top 5 is going to go to Hotel Transylvania 2. Mm-hmm. Sony Pictures bringing in $12 million more dollars, dropping 40%. Crimson Peak opened at 12.8. This is what killed me personally.
Yep.
Did not see this coming. I was never really jumping to go see Crimson Peak, but I felt like the word around town was that people wanted to see it. So this to me was really surprising. We'll get into that. Bridge of Spies, Tom Hanks and Spielberg bringing in $15 million. This is a Walt Disney movie. Just to throw that out there.
I didn't realize
it is.
Then Martian finally losing its number one spot, going to number 2, dropping 42%, bringing in $21.5 million.
That's a lot of
money. It is getting up there. It's doing very well. We'll talk about how that's impacting Ridley Scott's movies in general, where it's coming out on his list. And then number 1 goes to Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
Also from Sony, bringing in $23.5 million. Jack Black, kids, fun, family. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why so many people saw this, because the ratings are not horrible.
Yeah.
I heard it's a good ride.
It's been much more positive than anything that I felt like the trailers or the advertising or the marketing was inciting in people. And I feel like it's been the opposite result for Crimson Peak, where people were hyped about it coming out. It was getting a lot of good press. People were just saying that favorite movie and whatnot, it's going to look fantastic, and people are coming out not as full of enjoyment, I would say.
Well, I put Crimson Peak at number one. I believe you did too, right, Sarah? I really thought the horror crowd was going to come out. It's an R-rated horror film, but for some reason, I guess I didn't really count that into the factor with
it's
Goosebumps.
An R-rated horror movie with, like, top actors.
Well, yeah, I mean, Tom Hiddleston, who else? I mean, Jessica Chastain, we know them, but they're not, I wouldn't say they're draws so much.
I would unless say Tom Hiddleston's typically
unless
a
he's
big
Loki,
draw.
Unless he's Loki, then he's a draw.
Okay.
He hasn't proven he's a draw outside of an Avengers movie or Thor movie.
Well, obviously you're right, because the movie did not do that well, and I would have given him the credit before this. It would have assumed that the horror crowd would have come out in much stronger numbers than what we got this week.
Hotel Transylvania should have been, I guess, a little more of a clue, because that opened huge. I just didn't think Goosebumps, because Hotel Transylvania is a sequel.
Yeah.
It's a kids movie. Goosebumps had that weird thing where it's like, it's a kids movie, but it's not exactly. Yeah, it's not really. And it's like, it's a big property to us growing up, but I didn't think kids today would really connect with it.
I did not either.
But maybe it was just the fact that parents were bringing their kids to see it. And
I knew it.
I wonder if Hotel Transylvania was in theaters, it probably would have made another $5-7 million.
Yeah, it looks Sony bookended it, you know, number one and five. I mean, Crimson Peak, look, that's a terrible result. I mean, that's not good at all. 12. I was expecting like 18, so I had it at number 2. But The Martian overperformed again at $21 million. That's a lot of money. Bridge of Spies did about right where I thought it would be.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, look, Crimson Peak, I don't know what the budget was. Does anyone know what it
was? $55 million.
You know, they're probably another opinion. It's going to lose money, but it's Universal.
Depends how
they
it does.
They had a crush year anyway, so they don't care.
Depends how it does universally. I mean,
universally.
The spaceships do pick up these movies.
We don't get those international numbers, JT. We don't know how this is doing universally.
That's true.
We only do internationally on this show.
It's going to crush on Mars.
Did you guys, any of you guys, see the movie?
On this list, I've only seen, out of our top five movies, I've only seen The Martian.
Okay.
I feel very behind.
Interesting. I saw Crimson Peak today. Saw Bridge of Spies on Friday. Both solid movies. I didn't think they were amazing. I didn't think, I'm not gonna like run out and say you need to go see these movies, but I had a good time with both of them. Like Bridge of Spies is, I thought Spielberg, Hanks, kind of. It's not
can
like
we talk a little bit about that.
What the Spielberg Hanks connection?
I mean, we talked about Spielberg. We talked about Hanks a little bit last week. But I mean, I was just talking. This is the first movie Spielberg's directed in 3 years
since Lincoln.
Yeah.
So, and he's been doing a lot of executive producing.
TV, another show.
And, yes, like, Lincoln pulled in, I feel like a lot of, you know, is up for awards and acting.
Yeah, it made some good money.
But it wasn't like a movie I feel like you really want to go back and watch a thousand times.
I disagree. I've watched Lincoln twice since I've picked up on Blu-ray. I really love that movie. It was one of my favorites of the year, though.
Okay.
Like, but it's a certain, I mean, it's almost in the same vein as this movie. It's like a historical kind of like, whereas Lincoln, everyone knows Lincoln.
I kind of want Spielberg
not
to do
a lot of people
like
know the story.
Fun again. That's not Kingdom of the Crystal
His
Skull.
Next two movies are the BFG, which is the Big Freaking Giant, and then you have Ready Player One, which is this huge sci-fi property based on a book. So he's going back to his summer kind of blockbuster roots with his next two films. I think it's nice that he does like these little films like this. Bridge of Spies, again, okay movie. Hanks is great, but it feels like, you know, what you expect from a Spielberg Hanks movie, but not to the level of Saving Private Ryan.
Was Ronald Reagan in it?
No, I wish he was.
He's the best.
How do you see, how do you guys feel about the continuation of Bridge of Spies? We're getting a ton of new movies this week when we're talking about Bridge of Spies is only entering in at $15 million, and when you got the market being flooded, we could see a really high drop. I mean, the highest drop we saw this week was Pan, which drops 62% down to almost $6 million.
That is a huge drop for a second week.
That is 62%.
Pan. Ugh. Oh my goodness! Like
Spielberg's like Ben Nair with Hook.
It has Pan has a total gross right now domestically of about $26 million.
Holy shit.
Believe. What did we say? At least $150 million production.
And then PR is probably close $200 to $250 million. I mean, it's a huge bomb.
They're gonna write that down big time.
So. Not doing the best.
Woodlawn isn't. I remember I said it was probably a Jesus movie. It is a Jesus movie.
You looked it up.
It was like some kind of sports Jesus movie.
Did someone give you like a ton of crap, actually look it up?
I was reading it somewhere, and they're like Woodlawn.
And we did have Jesus someone guess the actual what it brought in. It came in at number 9 with 4.1 million.
Sicario,
so it did make
around
the top 10, along with Sicario in the top 10, The Intern, and rounding out the top 10 was Maze Runner, but. we're going to be seeing, I think, a big switch up.
Oh, yeah.
This week.
Well, this week, I mean, they're definitely taking, we'll get into it, but they're definitely taking advantage of this horror thing coming up this week. And I don't know, you know, horror movies usually do really good that first weekend. Then they drop
off. They like, but even better than this. Like, this is so
Crimson
low.
Peak at 12 million. Like, it's going to drop off, especially with all the stuff coming out. I mean, hopefully it could pick it up internationally, but I don't know. It's not looking good.
No.
Well, before we get into any international numbers or anything, because I do want to do a little bit of a review of, we haven't talked about how the year's looking in a while.
For what?
Just the year. I was actually just talking about my life this year. We've come to October. I finally got a new phone.
You did.
The people looked at me like I was. It was ancient.
Where were you for Halloween last year? What were you again?
I was Zorro.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Who the hell was I? Did you have, like, the thing, that the mask?
Yeah, we're not actually talking about me. We're talking about
movies. Doesn't he wear, like, a cat suit or something? Were you wearing, like, a full cat suit?
Was it a dress?
I don't want to go into this.
That means yes.
Anyway.
Wait till you see what me and JTE are.
This year, are you going to dress up for the show?
Yeah, we're going to crush.
You're going to dress up for the show here?
I think so,
On the Sunday. Yeah. He said it.
Are you going to?
If you do, we will.
I will dress up for the show.
What are you going to be? I'll buy you something and you can wear it.
No, I'm going to pick out my own outfit. Right. Thank you very much. Right.
I'll pick out something really cool.
Sounds like a plan.
I mean, I trust you completely, but obviously. I'm going to make my own choices.
Okay.
No, years looking at the movies, and I feel like we're due for some changes, because right now, out of the top 10 grossing movies of 2015, our most recent ones were... like Minions when it made and now is in the fifth spot, or when you look at Ant-Man, which is currently in the ninth spot. This is domestically. Like, we need another movie to kind of throw in there and change that up. And are we just waiting for December?
November. I mean, come on. You're looking at Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Hunger Games, Creed, and Spectre. Those three will be in the top 10.
So that's what we're looking for. So this is going to be our top 10 for now. But nothing really has been... we haven't been breaking any of those numbers yet. But when you look at the box office... as a total, we are beating it. We're already at 8.6 million, whereas last year at this time, we were about... Billion. Thank you.
Yeah.
Or last year, we were about 8.2. And so we only have to aim for 10.3 or 4 to be last year. So we're looking at a pretty big percent up.
I think 15 billion.
I think Universal alone is about more than half of that billion. Jurassic World, Fast and Furious.
Yeah, but it's Walt Disney's about to come up. What's the biggest movie of the year? Jurassic World so far, right?
Yeah, hands down.
Yes, don't forget Jurassic American, World. Domestic Jurassic World is bringing in a total of $651 million, and it opened with $208 million.
It's the third highest grossing film of all time.
You look at the top five right now, domestic, it's Jurassic World, Avengers Age of Ultron, Inside Out, Furious 7, Minions.
Wow.
Yes, so these are domestic.
I want Minions
numbers.
Out of there.
Yeah, it'll be out of there.
You
Hunger
don't
Games
have to wait
there.
Much longer. Like, you know? I wanted to mention them now because... they need to retain that glory for a little while.
Yeah, I don't want the Chinese looking back at the numbers and being like, you know, Minions in the top 10.
All right.
Need more
they
minions.
Don't need to
well,
see that.
Speaking of China, let's go over to international numbers for a little bit. Chinese audience didn't seem to mind waiting 3 months to see Ant-Man. So the comic book movie over there is finally out, and it opened to $43.2 million this weekend. Yep. That makes it the second largest opening for a Disney and Marvel release. It trails behind Avengers Age of Ultron, which kicked off its run last summer with $156 million in a 5-day
That was
deal.
Only in China.
I thought I was reading that wrong for a second. That's crazy.
What is going on?
That was only in China, man.
Yeah.
I told you they eat ants.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Well, they do. They got chocolate-covered ants. Got butterscotch-covered ants.
I've had, like, candy-covered ants.
Totally.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're on the
So Ant-Man's start over there is easily securing at the top spot in the foreign market. It's also pushed the global hold to $454.8 million.
Those ain't those ant-sized numbers.
No.
Chocolate-covered crickets.
The pun.
What didn't do well over there as well as over here is Crimson Peak. The film flopped domestically. Here we talked about it bringing in $12.8 million. It was only slightly more successful overseas with $13.4 million. So didn't even crack the top five foreign.
Damn.
And it makes it unlikely that the picture, which is a passion project for director Guillermo del Toro, will be able to earn back its $55 million production.
A passion project for $55 million. He ain't doing any more passion projects, I'll tell you that.
Pacific Rim 2 is a passion project for him, but it made just enough money, and it's been a lot in the news lately. Like, I don't think this is going to help his case.
Yeah.
But I think Pacific Rim is a much different beast than this. This is a small... It's a very adult horror film, by the way. It's not like... he even said himself, he doesn't consider it a horror film.
Yeah, it's just...
Like marketed wrong, because it's marketed like a complete horror thriller.
It's like a romantic... gothic thriller.
Yeah, it's just nobody wants to see this.
That just sounds weird.
It sounds
like you just tried. You're like, I'm going to mumble a bunch of genres and put them in a pot and be like, ooh, like this.
$55 million shouldn't be a passion project. A passion project is something like you shoot in your backyard for a couple of bucks, not like, $55 million.
Or like 10 million.
Depends how much money you got.
Something like that.
There was a woman, I believe she was Chinese.
Of course she was. Why wouldn't she be?
I feel like you're brainwashing me, so I don't actually remember now.
Chinese brainwashing.
She's a famous actress. She just spent like $44 million
Wedding. It was like 49 or 44 million.
On a wedding.
This thing looked like a...
passion project for $55 million. You made a movie.
Yeah.
She had a wedding.
She's probably... If you do a wedding for 40-something million dollars, it means you're worth like a billion.
Dude.
They probably own like...
Did you see the pictures?
Something.
I saw the cake.
Picture like the halftime show at the Super Bowl and turn that into a wedding.
Mm-hmm. She might like pretty close to what it was.
I mean,
they probably ripped off everybody over there.
I feel like I should have been invited. Like
20 million.
Right, for 44 million.
I feel like I could have been invited.
Imagine the gift bag you leave in that place.
You were dressed up as Zorro. They would let you come in there.
Okay.
Lamborghini waiting for you outside.
Just a tiny bit more. Let's talk about The Martian continued to attract big crowds around the world, snagging second place, so behind Ant-Man, with 37 million global gross. The adventure film, we already know what it's about Matt Damon, is directed by Ridley Scott and has now made $319.2 million worldwide. At this pace, it should have no trouble crossing the $400 million mark, particularly given that it has yet to open in China, the second biggest market for
China
the film.
China loves Matt Damon.
They love Matt Damon. They love space. You put those two together, it's a bona fide hit. Not only that, but the Chinese have a big role in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. It's going to do $100 million over in China.
Easy. So Martian got second, and third is going to Hotel Transylvania 2 internationally. Brought in $30.6 million, now earning $267 million globally since opening last month.
That's good.
And finally, the top five was rounded out by Chinese comedy Goodbye, Mr. Loser.
Yes,
bringing another 22, and the Warner Bros. Fantasy flop, Pan.
14.4.
With 14.4, yes. So pushing their totals to $184 million and 72.8 respectively. So
also, Pan did 72.
Yeah, Goodbye, Mr. Loser got the 184. You're like, what does this
mean? I was like, they made 184? And I was like, oh, wait a minute, that's right.
No, Pan is supposedly got about 72.8 million globally.
Goodbye, Mr. Loser is destroying Pan, which is a big budget Hollywood film.
That's what happens.
I really think Martian is going to break 500-600 million because, like I said...
Oh, easily. Nah, maybe like five.
Matt
five
Damon, something. Space, and I think China, you know, they always wanted to go to the moon.
And they never were able to. Because the Chinese love Good Will Hunting. It's one of
Is that really?
Yeah, it's their favorite movie.
Is that one of their favorites?
Yeah, it's their favorite American movie.
I have no idea if you're lying.
Yeah,
I have absolutely no idea.
I believe you.
Hotel Transylvania is making a lot of money, too. They're going to see Hotel Transylvania 3.
I feel like I'm really not able to read you well today, so I almost want to skip over
what
the international games.
I've been telling you, I've been using some water serum. Some water serum-based stuff.
Water beer? For
For my skin.
Okay, I didn't know what the hell it was.
What is he saying?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys know the Munsters, the complete series of the Munsters is on Netflix now?
Really?
Yeah,
no.
Should watch
really
a couple episodes.
Oh, all I know is like the Netflix and chill is taking over the world.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand. I don't know where it started. I'm really
ignorant.
Yeah,
but nobody ever finishes watching the movie.
I do.
Depends on the movie.
Do you watch by yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Even
well,
by myself,
problem.
I don't finish.
No, I don't even get when the red thing comes up, I'm done.
I'm really, really bad at turning off movies, even if I hate them.
Oh, really?
Like,
oh,
I, really? like, even if I've seen it, like, 1,000 times, mm-hmm. or if I hate it, anything, like, if it's on and I get sucked in for more than 1/2 hour, I feel like I have to finish it.
I like the Netflix and chill. I watch them naked. I watch movies naked now. I got a bunch of blackout curtains in my house now.
So, never mind. I feel much more comfortable about moving on to the game clothes, but I'm really now. Not.
International Dang Game. Let's
please cut him off with some music. That would be wonderful.
Break out the Rosetta Stone, because it's time for the International Title Game.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución, no lo queremos.
I was really expecting some sports references there, and I got none.
All I could think about the whole time I was doing it, I was just thinking about Tom Brady throwing for touchdowns, so I didn't even add anything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hey, you know, that happens every once
in a while. I'm distracted. I had nothing.
Get your head in the game.
I'm in it now. Okay, so we're doing this.
Let's do this.
I'm going to write
everybody
these
knows
down.
The international title game.
Oh, yeah. If you don't know what it is, basically he says things and lies to us.
Yeah.
And we try and figure out if he's lying.
Yeah. And ooh. If you don't know what it is, you're a complete imbecile
as well. I broke the pen.
He's going to give us 4 titles from foreign movies with foreign titles.
Yeah.
And one of them was true. 3 of them are true. 1 of them was false. Yeah. We got to guess the false one.
Yes.
Did you not like my description?
No, I did. I was just.
I'm hammering it home. He was a layman. He gave it in layman's terms.
Yeah,
I broke
terms.
My pen.
Oh, you did? It's all right.
No, we'll fix it.
All right, let's go. Let's do this.
Tom,
I need a win.
Tom Hanks.
I haven't won one
Tom
of these
Hanks.
Ever.
Oh, I've got Tom Hanks.
This is a big Tom Hanks day.
Okay.
Tom Hanks.
His name is Tom. My name is Tom. And
except for everyone loves him because he's
that's
so
true.
Kind.
And he has
except
a lot of money.
Tiffany Smith. Tiffany Smith is
you're
not
kind of
like
the anti-Tom Hanks. Hanks.
I am. Yeah, I'm the exact opposite. I'm Ned Donnelly. Hanks's character in Family Ties.
Okay. Continue.
Uncle Ned.
You mentioned that last week.
Yeah, you've already talked about this.
Yeah,
so we can't
beat,
talk about it.
He beat
again.
Down Michael J. Fox. Everybody's got to Google it. He smacked him all across the room.
You can't talk about it anymore because you've already talked anyway. About it.
I'm YouTube that.
Yeah, it's the best. Okay. You should watch it immediately. He's the best in it.
Tweet it out after show.
Bachelor Party.
Oh, okay.
An early Tom Hanks movie.
The movie doesn't hold up very well.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's a free pass to pump cheek for the night.
That's not real.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
That's what usually happens at a bachelor party. Everybody does that at a bachelor party, right? Like, the wife or the fiancé knows what's going to happen, but she mm-hmm. tries to, like, not know what's going to happen, right?
What did you just ask me?
You know what I said. All right, anyway, it's called Wild Card.
Wild Card, okay.
Yeah. The Green Mile. You know,
I love that movie.
Where it's Tom Hanks and Michael Clark Duncan and
Stephen King.
And Stephen King and, like, Corey Feldman mm-hmm. there in there, too.
Corey Feldman in there?
Yeah, he's in the jail.
Is Sam Rockwell in that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Feldman was in the jail.
What's it called?
Black Magic.
That's not true.
I can see that.
He had magic, didn't he?
He was black.
Yeah. You know how the Chinese do that every time the black guy's in the movie, they call black.
I just figured out why it was called Black Magic.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
I mean, come on. That Thing You Do, where he was like that record producer.
Oh, such a good movie. He directed it.
Yeah, it was good. Unstoppable Miracle.
That Thing You Do. Okay.
League of Their Own.
Oh, yeah, another.
Peach Union.
I used to love that movie.
Peach Union.
That's it? Peach Union?
Peach
Do you
Union.
Know that movie?
League of Their Own?
Yeah.
Of course I know that movie.
Like, well?
Yeah, I watch that movie all the time.
Darn it. I was hoping, because I was trying to figure out if he was telling the truth or not, because, like,
oh, okay.
They're like, aren't they like the peaches or something? Like, peach is, like, also part of their...
No, they're, you know what the Chinese people do.
I know.
They call them peaches over there.
I'm going to go Black Magic.
Well, I'm not done yet. Let me
oh, there's one more?
No. Bachelor Party, Wild Card. Sarah likes when I do doubles.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I like
The Green Mile, Black Magic. That Thing You Do, Unstoppable Miracle, A League of Their Own, Peach Union.
All right. Well, I'm going Black Magic because I'm hoping that. I mean, that's just. I mean, if that's true. Then,
I was also going to go Black Magic, but.
You could ride or die.
Free pass to pump cheek for the night.
That would have been the one I would have picked if it was real.
I'd watch that immediately. That's what it was called.
What?
Yeah, I'd watch that movie. It was called that.
Are you picking Black Magic for
yes,
sure?
Yes, Black Magic for sure.
Okay, I will pick Wild Card.
Oh, okay.
So he has an engineer.
Do we have an engineer, buddy?
I got to throw in with Black Magic.
Yes.
Obviously. Okay.
There's something about it that just
I
says
don't know.
It's ridiculous to be fake.
Okay. Yes. This is a game about alliances to beat Tom. We spread ourselves thin and hope that one person will win.
Well, you guys did because Black Magic is not true.
Finally, I haven't won one in like forever.
But he did. I mean, it's close though, because they every time a black guy's in a movie in Chinese, they put it black. It's black, comma, and whatever else happens in the movie. So like,
yep.
Black magic.
So what was it actually?
What was it actually? Do you remember?
No, something magic.
So exactly not what you just said.
Yeah, it wasn't black magic.
So exactly the opposite of what you just said to be true.
Right. But Peach Union, okay. Watch. Peach Union's good.
Peach Union, that was going to be my second choice.
All right, well, moving on with a little bit more Tom Hanks for everyone.
Let's do this.
Yes.
You never have too much Tom Hanks.
No, you can't.
Also, there would have been more Toy Stories in this list because we're doing top five grossing Hanks, but as our rules, one franchise.
Yeah.
So Toy Story only gets to claim one spot out of the five. Sorry, Toy Story, you're still made a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Starting with number five is going to Apollo 13.
Boom.
Bringing in, I believe these are the adjusted numbers, bringing in $334.4 million.
Love this movie.
Interesting, we have a problem.
I still think it's the best space movie. I'll take it over Interstellar. I'll take it over Gravity.
Martian.
I'll take it over The Martian.
Mm.
This to me.
I don't know if I'll take it over The Martian.
Oh, I'll definitely take it over The Martian.
Wow.
Bacon. Hanks.
Yep.
Paxton.
Ron Howard.
Harris. Sinise.
Clint Howard.
Need I say more?
Clint Howard.
It's great. No one is debating you on that it's great.
This is it was so close to winning Best Picture that year, and I'm not sure what it lost to. It might have been the same year Braveheart came out. It's Ron Howard's favorite film
he's ever done.
I think it's his best film overall, hands down.
I don't know about that. Gung-Ho is better, I think.
Okay, different type of movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I absolutely love this movie. I watch it. I care for the characters. I feel the suspense. And it's based on a true story. I remember this is one of the last movies. This is the last movie I ever saw in a drive-in.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
I've been to a drive-in. I don't know if I've ever seen a movie, though.
Gotcha.
You know, Brad Pitt turned down an offer to star in this film.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Over Tom Hanks?
Yeah, but he turned it down for Seven.
Oh, smart. Well, you know what? I think that fit him better, and I think this was perfect for Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I think that's
also
casting.
Hanks and Howard have got to get. They teamed up before for the freaking Angel and Demons, Da Vinci Code, which I don't like those movies.
No, those are crazy. Tom Hanks' hair and that was doing some stuff that was outer worldly.
And the third one's coming out soon, which I'm not really.
Did you see his hair in that?
I don't remember his hair in that. No,
it was like party in the front, like
it was like Nicolas
outer
Cage.
Space in the back.
It's a little Nicolas Cagey.
Okay. It was out of his world.
All right, so I love Apollo 13. Great movie.
Okay, what about Castaway? It's bringing in our fourth spot with $351 million.
Great movie.
Great, some great lines. I mean,
it made a
whole new world for volleyball.
Zemeckis, right?
Yeah, Zemeckis. Speaking of Martian, like this felt like, you know, a lot of people said Martian was a little bit like Castaway.
So if you
Castaway
combined Apollo and Castaway.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of, yeah. Wow, that's probably how he thought about it. I like Castaway. It's good. I remember the first time I saw the movie, it pissed me off because there was no animals on the whole island.
There isn't any.
There isn't any, but I was just like, what the hell's going on here?
Well, they had fish.
Yeah, well, of course. That's an alien.
And the volleyball.
Yeah, the volleyball. I mean, I actually rewatched this movie not too long ago, and I enjoyed it much more than I remembered.
It's you know, you have to watch it without any interruptions. You know, you have to watch it in like a play. We can Netflix it or whatever they have it on here. I don't think so, though.
Yeah, I think it was on Netflix.
And you can't have any interruptions. It's so engrossing.
Yeah.
I really like this film. You know, 15 years after release, Hanks jokingly reunited with Wilson. Volleyball.
At the game.
At a New York Rangers hockey
game.
That's
right. Yeah.
I mean, it gets used as a reference all the time. Right. It's used in like Last Man on Earth. It's just, it's constantly referred
to. You know, they didn't do any Blue Lagoon shots in there.
No.
They didn't want to do that.
We should film like a short version of this, but like Seth Wilson,
I would have found a knife and like carved like a girl out of a tree.
Great. Moving on to Saving Private Ryan. Which brought in $383 million. Also, just to mention, because we started this list at $300+ million.
Yeah,
dollars.
Hanks is big time.
Just saying.
It's great to hang out with.
Notice that, because that's nuts. Moving on to Saving Private Ryan, third spot, bringing in $383 million.
This is my favorite Spielberg movie.
Is it your favorite Spielberg film? Really? Listen, probably the best World War II film ever made. I'm not going to say best war film.
I'd go with that.
I want to say best war film overall because I love Platoon. I love Apocalypse Now. Mm-hmm. For some reason, the Vietnam War, I just it depicted like those stories a little better.
It depicted this World War II thing so well.
Yeah, and I'm one of the few who like don't love this all the story beats in this movie. But the action and, I mean, I'll never forget. People say when they first time saw Jurassic Park, they were like blown away. First time you saw T2, you're like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget the first time I saw Saving Private Ryan in that first 15 minutes D-Day.
No, 45 minutes it is.
Was it 45 minutes?
It's like a 45-minute scene.
Really well, long. That opening D-Day scene will go down as one of the most memorable things
I could have left after that and been like, that was great. That's all I really needed to see. Still could
have topped the charts for you.
I think, yeah, I don't think he's topped it yet. Barry Pepper was fantastic in that.
As a sniper.
Yeah, the best World War II depiction I've seen in a really long time. You know that when he hit the guy with the, Pepper went right through the whatever, a sniper's thing.
Yeah, the sniper scope.
It's a true story. But he did it at an impossible range, Pepper, so.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And but, Vin Diesel, Paul Giamatti, I mean, great cast.
Yeah, Spielberg found Vin Diesel for this. But also, another great thing was Spielberg did not let anybody in after the movie started. It was like strict law. They had people by the door. I don't know if you remember it. Like they would, if the movie started already, they would tell you to go back and refund your money because he doesn't want anybody coming in on the movie and that kind of scene.
Wait, interesting. What?
If you tried leaving?
No,
he's saying if people tried to come in late, people like smart. Try and sneak into the theater. Like
Spielberg had it
after.
To where he's like, I'll pay the person to sit there in front. Nobody is allowed to enter this movie after it starts.
That's really smart. Cool. Like all that. Right, moving on to number two, Toy Story 3. Boom. So this is where the Toy Story clump is going, bringing $437 million, almost $438.
That's big numbers, man. I mean,
these
huge numbers.
Toy Stories are just a beast. I mean, again, first Toy Story was the first movie of that kind.
I love the first Toy Story. Everybody I can't say the same about the third.
What's your favorite of the three? For me, two.
Never watched one.
Oh, my God.
I didn't like the third.
Oh, he just because, anime? Like, I liked the third.
Yeah, me too.
But I was like, this is not a kid's movie at all.
It has some dark moments.
Is there stuff
super
going on?
Dark.
Was it like a rapist in a toy chest or something?
It's about animated toys. And, like, it was... Yeah. It was too dark.
So you don't watch... I mean, what's the last animated movie you watched? Because you had to watch them at some point.
You didn't watch a single one.
Fast and Furious 7.
It's pretty close to animated movie.
Yeah.
Really, you don't remember...
Why don't you watch animated films?
I watch animated X-rated stuff.
Okay.
That's it.
You need to go to Japan.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Japan anime.
All right. Number one, which I'm surprised. I just want to say...
You're surprised?
Because
about this number or that it's number one?
The number.
The number, okay.
And the distance between one and two, because Toy Story 3 was a huge hit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know this movie won Best Picture, but I had no idea it made that kind of money.
I also didn't know it made
this
kind of money, and it makes
me... Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, though, if this counts like re-releases or anything like that.
I don't think
that.
It had any re-releases.
No, this movie... Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Did it really?
Yeah, like a 20th anniversary or something.
Yeah, because what we're talking about is, of course, Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The number we have here is $659 million.
That's adjusted. Boom. That's adjusted.
Adjusted.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
$330
and adjusted $650.
This is
adjusted,
let's remember the time frame here.
If this one came out, if this comes out now, it doesn't make this much money. No
this
way.
This was early 90s, maybe 95-ish. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. In that area, before the internet and all that. This is when a movie was this well-loved and word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Everyone had to go see it in the theater. This also probably added to the reason why it made Best Picture that year. It won Best Picture.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just such a nice historical tour.
Yes.
A nostalgia tour, mm-hmm. And Hanks killed it, and Sinise, and, Robin Wright Penn, and
Lieutenant
Sean Penn.
Dan.
And Sean Penn was in this.
Lieutenant Dan, you know, your legs?
His legs.
I just love Lieutenant Dan.
You know, he's the best. Tom Hanks wasn't even paid for this film. Instead, he took percentage points, led to $40 million.
Holy moly.
You know, another crazy fact. I got a lot of facts about this movie that are very interesting. Bill Murray, Travolta, and Chevy Chase turned down the role.
Of Gump. Oh, I can't picture
Imagine
any
Chevy
of them.
Chevy Chase's Gump.
Oh, my God. It would have been a Razzie Award.
It would have been the worst movie ever.
Why would Zemeckis even go to him?
And Travolta later admitted to passing was a mistake. No shit. You know what another crazy
But I just don't think it would have been that movie with anyone else.
I can't see anyone but Hanks do
that. That just...
Bill Murray would have played it way goofier.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Hanks just plays... He played in a perfect whatever.
Yeah.
He is autistic, whatever. You know another interesting fact about this? I think I could have, saw it properly if I envision it. Dave Chappelle turned down the role of Bubba Gump.
Oh, I can actually see that. Kinda.
Yeah, that I could see.
You know, but he was like a skinny crackhead at that point. It would have been very interesting.
It would have been a different feeling.
But maybe not, though. And, you know, Chappelle's on record saying it's the biggest mistake of his whole career.
Wow.
Because he thought it was going to flop. He's like, this is going to be terrible.
I mean, on paper, like, if I'm reading this, I'd be like, what is this? I could see, like, having trouble understanding exactly what it was trying to be.
Right.
But you just got to trust, as someone like Zemeckis, at that point, you just kind of got to trust him. And the guy was a great filmmaker.
Well, I mean, look, if you read something like Back to the Future, they'd be like, what the fuck? You know, it's like,
yeah.
I read a lot of scripts, and sometimes I'm like, you know, oh my God, I don't know how this movie's made. Or if I watch a movie like something like Forrest Gump, I'd be like, let me see what this script was about. And I'll read it and be like, wow, this guy's, you could tell really how good Zemeckis is as a director when you can convey this kind of stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, such a good movie.
Tom Hanks, we applaud you and your plethora of good money making juggernauts.
This was a big Tom Hanks weekend for
us. I'm curious, who do you think has more box office under their belt, Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise?
Box office money?
Yeah, just like in the bank. I'm going to. To be continued next week, everybody.
I would say Tom Cruise.
You think so?
Mission Impossible.
He's more of
because he has that franchise.
I think he has
I don't know if he has a $600 million movie under his belt, though.
Yes, he does.
Which movie?
It's the Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible, they get close now, but this is adjusted.
I mean, you know what? The Toy Stories might bring
that's what I'm saying. Don't forget those three Toy Stories.
Tom Hanks. No question.
It could be Tom Cruise, though, too. I don't know.
It could be Tom Cruise.
No, but he's got the Mission Impossibles, but he doesn't have any animateds.
Okay.
You know, Risky Business. Top Gun's huge.
Are you trying to find out?
Yes, I am.
Castaway.
But I have no internet.
But Tom Cruise does a lot of small movies, you know.
All right. We can talk about some upcoming films while I try and Google my internet's
real down. Quick, those Ron Howard movies I don't like based on those Da Vinci books, those were monsters.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah.
You gotta go Hanks.
Tom Hanks, easy. Hanks by probably like
I'm looking it up. We can talk a little bit about, first off, The Last Witch Hunter. Yes. Hello, Vin Diesel coming in to join us in the theater.
Did anybody see that great picture of Vin Diesel with his shirt off? Like, he's smoking cigarettes and he
thousand
had like
pictures?
Super dad body?
No.
No.
He had this giant belly and he was like on the porch.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He looked
about.
Like he was on like a raging drinking binge or something.
I feel like we're trying to get some help up here, but I can't see who we're talking about, so it's very difficult.
As a lead actor, it's like $3 billion.
But who is this?
Ooh, it's Tom Cruise.
This is Tom Cruise.
That's Tom Cruise.
And domestic box office. Does that say $3 billion as a leading actor? That's not even including supporting. So if we can just add this really quick, $3 billion. $3 billion.
For Tom.
I keep saying that.
Story
$3 billion. But then you have supporting lead,
I think,
cameo
only count
and narrative. No, there's no way.
You can also count supporting.
Supporting, but we're talking about leading. These are movies that... I mean,
leading, he's $3 billion.
Can we do leading and supporting?
No, $3 billion is fine.
Well, let's go see what Tom Hanks is. Because I think we should do leading and supporting.
Supporting, Jesus, all right, so supporting money. Was like $300 million, right?
Yeah, Tom Hanks, $4 billion.
$4 billion.
It's an extra billion. I told you. I said he's going to probably beat him by $1 billion.
Yeah, but look. Never mind. His cameo's really high, too.
Hanks rule.
I really want to get these side by side.
Yes, he does. No unclassified roles either. He's the best.
He's a billion over.
Wait, can we? I just want to get them side by side. Can I do that? Oh, look. They're doing so much help.
That's Tom
Cruise. So for Hanks.
He wasn't really drunk. He just had.
For Cruise, we have $3 billion versus Hanks, $4 billion in leading roles. And then you go down, and their next biggest number is in technical roles. Let's see. Cruise has over $1 billion as a producer, and...
So does Tom Hanks.
No,
he's lower.
No, and Hanks has $700 million as a producer.
It's Hanks all the way.
Yeah.
Wow. He's a billion over on leading.
Wow, Tom Cruise got $89 million dollars as a narrator.
But you look, so in...
I think he did March of the Penguins or something.
That can't be right.
Yeah, but you look at
the supporting numbers. Yeah. I feel like we have to add these fully up.
Supporting are pretty close, though.
We're going to have to add these fully up.
No. Yeah. Tom Hanks wins.
I want to add them fully up.
All right,
we'll do that later.
I'm pretty sure Hanks has got it.
Anyway, I think so, too.
Last Witch Hunter, let me say this. This is, I think, a little bit of a big deal for Vin Diesel. Can he carry a movie outside of Fast and Furious?
Yeah, it looks ridiculous.
It looks it does
like smoking hookah and somebody transforms into something. But you know what? Riddick. It's about Dungeons and Dragons.
Didn't do that good.
I don't care. I liked it.
Okay, but didn't do that good. It was a decent.
I am one of the people who will see this movie.
I will only see it if people tell me it's good.
Vin Diesel's going to play Joe Paterno in the Penn State story.
I don't think it's going to be good, and I'm still going to see it.
Yeah, Vin Diesel is Joe Paterno.
Also coming out.
Tom Cruise is Jerry Sandusky.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Also coming out is Paranormal Activity. Why did you just,
Because I'm sick of these paranormal movies.
No more.
This is the last one.
Good.
Yes, Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension. talking about the other paranormal activities. The first Paranormal Activity made $107 million. Paranormal Activity 2 opened to 40, ended at 80. Paranormal Activity 3 opened to 50, ended at 104. Paranormal Activity 4 opened to 29 and ended at 53.
Let me run something by you real
quick. Okay, then I got to throw some.
Okay, you please do.
Including this movie, the franchise has an accumulative $18 million budget for all the films together.
Oh, they're moneymakers for sure.
The first five of the franchise have all together.
Yeah.
Grossed to $800 million.
Yeah, no one. I would.
For $18
million. Listen, yes, I don't like the movies, but if that's I was a nice producer, return. I would be pumping these out as much as I could.
It's Oren Peli. He owns like Chernobyl now. He owns like the whole state over there.
Let me tell you if you've seen a trailer for this movie, and this really angered me, is the fact that the first movie, what makes it so good is they don't show you anything of the ghost. It's all suggestive. A little bit of sheet moving, a woman's arm being held.
Yeah, she's a lot of side boob.
Yeah, a little shaking of a chandelier. But Kate in this Fetterton. Movie, literally they're just showing you the ghost with the worst crappy CGI I've ever seen. And it's totally against what I think the whole freaking series is supposed to be.
Before we go move on to Rock the Casbah, Gem and the Holograms, and stuff, we have the results. Hanks comes out with $4.453 billion.
Wow.
While Cruise comes out with $4 billion. I mean,
so Hank's got to beat by almost $500 million. That's a big deal.
Cruise has got to, you know, he's got to work more.
I think they're both fine.
No, they're both fine.
Yeah, but Cruise has got to work more. He's got to stay out of the Korean bathhouses. He's got to work more.
Yep.
You know, he did his whole Scientology thing, had to get married a couple of times. Hanks has been just married and happy. And
yeah, he does the best stuff. Is he married to Rita Wilson? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're like wonderful, happy people.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to Rock the Casbah.
Yeah, listen.
Which I will not be seeing.
I'll be seeing it for two reasons. Bill Murray. Danny McBride also.
Yeah.
Also.
Kate Hudson.
Bruce Willis, he has a fun little cameo in there.
And something
else. When's the last time Bill Murray has led a straight-up comedy?
He did an indie last year.
The Melissa McCarthy one, but he didn't really read that.
That was a dramedy. But that movie, he was playing actually a character that was nothing like Bill Murray. He was playing like a grumpy old guy. This looks like Bill Murray doing his old classic Bill Murray thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested in seeing it. Again, if it gets horrible reviews, I'll probably skip it. But Kate just Hudson's from the trailers, it looks fun.
I hit on Kate Hudson once.
Really? Where?
At the after party to Something Borrowed.
No idea.
No, it was good. I went there and I was like, I told a joke.
Now she, I believe, isn't she like dating Nick Jonas or something?
Yeah. So I was in the mix. I don't know. I somehow placed myself in the mix, obviously. And I was telling a joke about how long you can tell like homeless people been on the street by their like attire and stuff like that. And she started laughing and she goes, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "I'm Bob Finstock." You know,
is Kurt Russell there?
No, he wasn't. Like Colin, a bunch of other people. So she was leaving. I go, "Hey, let me jump in with you." And she's like, "Where?" I'm like, "Just let me jump in your car and then just drop me off around the block." Yeah. She's like, "Why?" I was like, "Why not?" She's like, "So people and your friends in there think you could just, you know, you left with Kate Hudson?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Precisely." And she's like, "I'm not going to do that." I'm like, "Come on, just, you know, come on." She thought about it for a second.
The come on is what
really. Do you understand how weird that is?
No, she was like, "What do I get out of it?" I'm like, "Well, if you want to let me in the car for the whole time."
Okay,
we'll
moving on. Also coming out in the more teen genre is Gem and the Holograms.
Yeah. Never watched this show.
Have you seen the Pussycat sequel?
No.
It's about
hipsters or something?
You're the demographic here.
I am not the demographic here.
No, I'm saying when you were a kid, did you watch this show?
No.
Okay. I never even heard of it.
But probably I like remember young. The drawing of it.
Okay.
But this is like they've tried to modernize it.
Yeah.
So it's like a girl gets discovered basically by a YouTube video and becomes an overnight sensation. It's and has like two identities. It's like Hannah Montana meets Jem meets YouTube.
Yeah,
in based, a movie.
It's based on a really cheesy 80s cartoon, which apparently it was like a big deal with like, cause I remember my cousin, like she loved the show. She had the toys.
I've never heard of it. Oh, I've heard of it, I think, but I just, I don't know. That was probably out of my mind at that point in the 90s.
The movie looks horrible.
Who's in it?
Nobody famous. I think John Cho directed it. The guy who did like Step Up. It was like a passion project.
John Chow from Harold and Kumar.
We should also mention
is
that
Miley Cyrus in this?
No,
no.
She's doing that Milk concert.
No idea.
She's doing a naked
I don't
concert.
Know.
It's bad. I don't know what's going on there. Tweet about it. It's going
to
be.
But
crazy.
Steve Jobs is also expanding on the 23rd to 2400.
Yes. Curious to see how that's going to do.
I heard
theaters.
It's going to win. It's
oh no.
Going to win Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm trying to click on more information about our final film, but I can't tell.
Safraghetti?
Yeah, it's opening in 4 theaters, but no more internet.
Yeah, listen, it's a Meryl Streep film. The girl from Education, we said her name earlier. What's her name?
Carey Mulligan.
Carey Mulligan. It's definitely going for that small release first, and hopefully it'll do good per theater. I think, you know, anytime Meryl Streep's in a movie and you release in the fall, it's going to have some sort of Oscar buzz.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I haven't heard too much about this yet.
I don't know.
I've heard something.
It really hasn't been out. I'd say not much. There's been a slim portion.
Ricky and the Flash.
Listen, I didn't think she was getting nominated for Into the Woods. I don't know how the hell she pulled that out.
She just, you know, I know what she does.
Yeah.
Back in Time's coming out. It's a documentary.
All right,
about
guys, we have
to future.
Speed up a little quickly. Those are our movies that are coming out. Of those, let's talk to Jen. The Holograms is getting about 2,200 plus. Last one,
wow.
Lewis, 103,000. Paranormal Activity nationwide. Rock the Cast, but 2,000. Steve Jobs, 2,400. So we have, let's see, we have 5 movies coming out in 2,000 plus theaters.
Oh, man.
This week to add to our top 5 that already came out, which had of the top 5 last week, and 3 of those were new releases. So let's, I guess, get into that.
So hard.
Yeah, this is going to be
is it easy?
Super.
No, it's not easy.
Super fun. Starting questions to get the ball rolling. Who does everyone know that Jobs is wide releasing this week? Is that
everybody,
like a known
you
fact?
You mean everybody here?
No. I didn't know until
I
you told
mean,
me.
I mean, like,
I don't know.
In the general public. Because, like, I've already seen it.
Yeah.
And you've seen it.
I've seen it, too. So,
it kind of sometimes washes over
it's
me.
It's over
like,
our radar, yeah.
That if it's being hyped about. Because, like, so that's my question. Because it did really well in its limited release. Mm-hmm. Really, really well.
It's got a strong cast,
too. I just
don't
know.
Witch Hunter is very interesting.
Because it's coming off Fast 8, but it's not Fast 8. I don't know if he could do anything outside of it.
And you've got
Paranormal
Activity.
I could do like 20, though.
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
All righty. Cool.
Okay. You know, Jobs, it made, what'd it do? What'd Jobs do? 1.5 in 500 theaters or something like that?
Like 4 theaters.
Its per theater average was higher than any movie at all this year.
1.5. It's probably going to do like 16 because of the buzz. I'm going to go number one, Paranormal Activity. I think it's going to do like 20.
Okay.
Number two is going to be Jobs.
Okay.
God. Number three, Goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
God. I don't think Rock the Casbah is doing any money. Number four, I'm going with The Martian. And number five, I guess I'll go with. Did I say Witch Hunter?
No.
Witch Hunter. Number five, Witch Hunter.
Okay.
Yeah, so. Whatever, what did I say?
You said Paranormal Activity,
right.
Jobs. Goosebumps, The Martian,
and Witch Hunter.
So you are not including Jem and the Holograms or Rock the Casbah.
No.
Which is smart.
They're not going to make it.
That's smart, yeah.
This is a tough one. This is might be the toughest one we've had all year. We're damn close to it.
You want to go Sarah or me?
Go ahead.
Okay. This is tough. Uh-huh. Number one, number two. I'm
going with Jobs first. Just so
you're going Jobs first? Okay, well, I'm not going there. I'm doing
the risk. I'm going to try and beat him.
I'm going to take a chance here, and I'm going to put Last Witch Hunter number one.
Wow.
Okay.
I think, you know, the trailers aren't that bad, and I think Vin Diesel in Halloween, it's a Halloween kind of based movie in a way.
Yeah.
So right. I think those two mix might give it number one, but it's going to be neck to neck with Paranormal Activity. Mm-hmm. I think that thing, it's going to be, because it's falling basically on Halloween weekend almost, mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to that. Number three, I will go Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to go The Martian, and then Goosebumps.
Wow.
That's it.
You think Martian's
I think Martian's going to overtake Goosebumps because it's just been stirring so much stronger. Goosebumps is going to fall behind Martian because you got Last Witch Hunter and a Paranormal that's going to take away.
What do you guys think Gem's bringing in?
Nothing.
It's going to bring crap.
$5 million.
I think it's
going
to be close $4 million. You don't think it could be close to the Duff?
$4 million.
It's going to be, four to five.
Four to five. There's too much stuff out there.
Yeah,
it's,
I agree.
You got Paranormal Activity, which is that market.
Which is that.
So yeah. I got Last Witch Hunter, Paranormal, Jobs,
although
Martian,
I could be
Goosebumps.
Wrong. Could be wrong. Not bad. So you know if you lose when you weren't here we came to the conclusion that if you lose that you got to wear that Budio shirt
that's not
and do the international title game in front of the thing.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
And if Sarah loses, she's got to do it.
And if he loses, he has to do it.
How many do we go for?
It's till December, till Christmas, till our last show.
We'll discuss.
We come back January 1st.
Sure. We'll discuss.
All right, I'm. You know what? I'm giving.
Where are you
going? We'll discuss it.
I'm giving it to Jobs just because I want it to win. Always go with the heart.
Me too. I would like it too. Awesome.
Because of the movies coming out, that's the one I want to see get the most money. So Jobs number one, then Paranormal, then Last Witch Hunter, then Goosebumps, then The Martian.
Okay. Wow. Interesting.
Okay.
Well, we all got different lists. I'm taking a chance with Last Witch Hunter.
I'm taking a chance with Jobs, but I just like don't. Yeah. Want the other movies
you know,
to
I
win
think,
over it.
I don't know if anything's going
like
to be over 20. It's, I think it's going to be right here again, like 22, 23
I
at
totally
number one
agree
because there's so many different things going on.
I really think the Paranormal, I don't know how Last Paranormal
oh
did.
Oh my goodness, we are over.
Yeah.
Guys, we need to go. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can't even take calls.
If there is one caller right now.
No, we're not even up. They're not even up.
It's all right. It's all good.
Yeah, we can't.
Sorry, guys. We'll get you up next week.
It's our fault.
It's your fault.
Patriots
for showing up late.
Hey. Patriots and Mets are calling.
Yeah. It's big stuff.
We'll definitely hit it next week. We'll make sure we have extra time next week.
Yeah, we're
going
to get here real early.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll drive.
Okay, good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I drive really fast now.
Yeah.
110 miles an hour.
All right.
I'm in high demand on Sundays. What am I supposed to do?
I will probably not be here next Sunday.
Really?
Why not?
Oh.
Where are you going to be?
A wedding.
Again?
You are like a wedding professional.
Who is
professional.
It? Roxy?
No. Didn't you ask me that last time?
I think Roxy's not getting married. She's going to get married one of these days.
All right, well, we'll find someone fun to fill in for you.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know who we'll get. Maybe Ken.
Anyway, thank you all for putting up with us, for starting late and ending late. And we'll take your calls next week. Thank you for always calling in. Please rate, subscribe.
Yeah,
yes.
We got to get
Tune
our numbers up. I don't know
Sunday.
What's going on. Yeah. We should be the highest rated show on the internet. I don't know what is going on.
That's what he said.
Tell everybody.
But
your friends.
Follow me at Schmoes JT.
Yeah, at Bob Finstock.
At Sarah_Stratton.
Mets to the World Series.
Boom.
Season.
Patriots.
Colts.
Bye.
Going down Colts.
Stop sports referencing.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.